Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. You give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning. This material may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. What up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps?
Hello.
I hope all is well with everyone. Yeah. Christian, how are you doing today?
Much better than I have been.
Right.
If you guys didn't know, I got sick last week. If you follow us on Twitter, you probably saw that, you know, I mentioned it. But then I got Scott sick as well.
You're an arsehole, dead wife.
So we've been, like, dying pretty much of this illness this past week. But we're doing pretty good now. Still got, like, a lingering cough and that, but mostly okay, I would say. So...
yeah, we're going to try not to cough too much in your guys' ear today. But with that being said, we have the Game of Thrones podcast today.
Yes, we have to talk about episodes 3 and 4. We couldn't do 3 last week, obviously, because like I said, we were dying. Like, we were straight dying. And Scott got called into work on Sunday, which was also pretty crap, so.
It's quite shit.
Yeah, so, you know, lots of complications going on, I guess. But we're here now to talk to you about episodes 3 and 4 of Game of Thrones, and I'm very excited for this. So, I guess without further ado, right? So, episode 3 of Game of Thrones is what we're going to talk about now. What did you think of the episode?
What did I think of it?
Yes.
Episode 3. I'm trying to remember episode 3 now. Because episode 4, you know, but episode 3, can you read the synopsis for me? Might like jog my memory a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, episode 3 is like, you know, after you watch episode 4, I can understand how it'd be hard to kind of remember what happened, obviously, because,
right,
you know, we'll get to episode 4, guys. You hold your horses. But no, episode 3 was big because it was the meeting of Jon and Daenerys, and all that good stuff. But yes, I will read the synopsis. I apologize for not being prepared for that, guys. You know, sometimes you're just stupid. And for me, that's all the time. Yeah, we had a good conversation last night. But what the heck? I clicked the wrong thing.
What is this kid doing? Whose kid is this, anyways?
So, episode 3 was called The Queen's Justice. Daenerys and Jon meet. Cersei gains a new ally. Sansa receives an unexpected visitor. And Sam is confronted for his actions. So.
So, we'll start off with Sam, I guess, right? You know. So, he actually saves
Jorah. Yeah.
Jorah. And then, you know, the Maester realizes what he did. And then confronts him. He doesn't get punished at all. He just makes him resume his work. And then, you know, Sam was kind of taken back a little bit. And he was just like, oh, well, you know. He thought he was going to get rewarded for it more.
Yeah, because the Maester was like kind of like praising him for like his good work and stuff. And then he's like, all right, now I need you to go through all this shit. And he's like, oh, you look disappointed. Like, you expected some kind of reward. Like, right. You don't get rewarded for breaking the rules. You still have to do your job.
He's like, your reward is not being kicked out immediately.
Clever,
that was
man.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But no, I thought that was like all pretty interesting. And like, you would expect Sam to probably get kicked out. You know, like, I wasn't expecting him to even like be like congratulated or anything like that. You know, like, I was expecting him just to be punished in some way.
Right. I found like the funny part of it all was like, the Maester was talking to Sam, and then he was, you know, asking him, like, how did he do it? Like, there's been better men than you that have tried and failed this. Like, every time he's like, I did follow the directions.
Yeah, I just read the book and followed the directions. Like, and I think that's like the that's something that you can carry over into like everyday life, is like people who just don't get things or whatever, and you know, you just like, Just read the directions. You'll get it. You know? Don't think you're better than the person who wrote the directions. So, yeah. I guess moving past...
Interesting.
Moving
point.
Past Sam, right? Bran is home. And he is not really Bran anymore, is he?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
He's a three-eyed raven. I'm the three-eyed raven.
Yeah, you know, the three-eyed raven, the all-knowing three-eyed raven who knows Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen are related, but doesn't feel the need to tell anybody that, and instead feels the need to tell Sansa she was beautiful on the night she was raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super awkward, right?
Super ox.
Ox.
But, no, I mean, I find him, like, fascinating, you know, now.
Right.
Like, you're just like...
He's a little bit of a cooler character.
Yeah. But he's, like, so kind of disconnected from his family as well, and you're just, like, kind of confused about what's going on, like,
right.
with him. But, like, when is he going to spring this wealth of knowledge upon the world?
Right, and, like, how much stuff is he actually allowed to share with people?
Right.
You know, like, without essentially playing God.
Yeah, but, like, he and John are on the same wavelength. Like, they're both like, well, we need to prepare for the White Walkers and things like that, you know?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, these guys get it. So it's, like, pretty interesting, like, seeing all that happen. But he's kind of just, like, not Bran anymore. He's kind of just, like, this disconnected kind of kid who's home, but not really home, I guess. I don't know, like, it's confusing.
Oh, okay. Well, meh, whatever.
So, yeah, anything else on Bran?
Nope. Pretty much covered what this episode had to do with Bran.
Yeah, so then we have Cersei, who is, you know, waiting on her throne, and Euron comes back and brings her Ilaria Sand and her daughter. But I guess he's keeping Yara as, like, his prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
But Cersei, like, pretty much agrees to marry him after they win the war.
Right.
You know, and he's like, Euron's just being like a dick, like asking Jaime for like sex tips and shit on her.
Dude, you guys are savage, man. He's so funny, though.
He is. He's fucking savage. He reminds me like a lot of the swagger of the guy who plays Matt Sweeney. You're an arsehole dead wife. What a good time. So, yeah, that's pretty great. And then Cersei goes fucking like ape shit. She uses like that poison that they used on her daughter, on Ilaria Sand's daughter. And she's like, oh, now you're gonna have to watch her die.
Yeah, dude, it was like pretty crazy, honestly. Like, just like the sinister nature of it all, like just how like twisted and like fucked up it pretty much is.
Right.
I was just like, damn, this is intense. She's just gonna sit there and have to watch her daughter die and like her body rot away and.
Yeah.
You just, like, think of, like, the mental torture that she's about to go through, and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, so. And then the other, like, part kind of, like, it's, like, kind of a crossover storyline with, like, the Lannisters and Daenerys. Before we get to Daenerys and Jon Snow is, like, her Unsullied are, like, taking Casterly Rock.
Right.
And, like, they take it pretty easily, so they're like, yeah, guys, this was not difficult at all. But then Euron shows up and blows up all their ships, and we find out that the Lannisters took most of their army to go take Highgarden, where the Queen of Thorns meets her final demise.
Right.
But goes out like a savage, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, tells, like, Jaime that pretty much, like, Cersei only, like, really, like, doesn't really care about him too much. Like, she's only really using him.
Right. And then she's like, oh, and by the way, tell Cersei I killed her son. That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Savagery.
Yeah, that was savage. But then you also have, like, her, like, saying, like, oh, or like, Jaime saying something about, like, learning from mistakes. And she's like, you must be a fucking genius by now. So that was pretty great too. But the moment we all been waiting for, you know, was pretty much the beginning of this episode, was the meeting of Jon and Daenerys.
You know, fans everywhere rejoiced.
And she was like, all right, bend the knee. And he's like, no, you can go fuck yourself. I need some dragon glass. She's like, the northerners will not accept southern rule because of, you know, what's happened in the past. You know, with the Mad King, and also when Stark men go south, kind of bad things happen. Southern rulers end up, you know, getting them killed. So they weren't very accepting of that idea. So Jon won't bend the knee, and Daenerys is pretty much keeping him prisoner, but not like explicitly prisoner.
Right.
So what did this conversation, did this meeting match your expectations or exceed them or disappoint you a little bit?
I wouldn't say exceeded, but I don't think it disappointed you. I just think it, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, is a tiny bit lackluster in a way.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, like there's a lot of chemistry between them, you know?
I just feel like Daenerys acted like kind of strangely towards him. I mean, obviously they don't know each other or whatever, but
right. Cause everyone's talking so highly of her and how great she is and how, you know, she wants people to be free and this and that. But then like with Jon, it's just like, bend the knee, you know, you say you'll follow me, you know, commit your loyalty to me. And it's like, well, none of these other people have done this. Like all these people that came with you, they're not like sitting there bending the knee to you. They're not, you know, like they're just saying, hey, I'll help you.
Right.
You know, like, and he is offering you help as well. But like, I don't know. It's like pretty like weird the way she like was reacting to him. Like,
right.
He's technically is the Lord of Winterfell, you know, but she's like, well, you know, your people swore a pact to my people years ago. So, you know, you're not the Lord of Winterfell. I am. Like, I'm the Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and shit. So it's like,
yeah, pretty much. But, meh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an interesting kind of meeting. Like, she like showed her like intense desire to like rule the Seven Kingdoms kind of deal.
Right.
Like she's almost like kind of losing like focus of like how she wants to go about it kind of thing. Like she's so close to it that like she's starting to almost kind of slip a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like how when she was in like Marine and like the people started like turning on her and stuff, like she kind of like lost control of the city, and you know, that was a real test for her. And I think this is going to be an even bigger test for her.
Right.
Definitely an interesting episode. Definitely a pretty fun episode.
Oh, also one more thing. Arya finds out that Jon is still alive and king of the North, and then she decides not to go to King's Landing.
That was in the episode before. We talked about that last time.
I don't think so.
Man, it was. But yeah, she is journeying home.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
100% we talked about that. 2 weeks ago.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm just misremembering.
Yeah. But yeah, she is on her way home. So we do know that. We know she's on her way home. So overall, what'd you think of the episode? What kind of grade would you give it?
I thought it was a pretty good episode. I know a lot of people at the time were like, you know, oh, it was kind of like a boring episode, whatever. It was just, it's just one of those episodes where it's a very classic Game of Thrones episode where it just sets up a lot of things.
Yeah, and things are definitely moving this season, like even compared to previous seasons.
Right. That's like one thing, like this they set everything up in a very clear manner, and then they execute their plan. That's exactly what this show does. Set something up, execute it.
Yeah, they either set it up and execute it or set it up and subvert our expectations.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely. I would give this episode an A.
Me too.
So,
it was good.
It was good. So now,
is there really any like really bad episodes?
I wouldn't say there are bad episodes. I would just say that like there are like just some less interesting episodes, maybe.
Yeah.
So, but let's now talk about season 7, episode 4, The Spoils of War. Daenerys takes matters into her own hands. Arya reaches her destination. Jaime and Bronn collect the spoils from the war with the Tyrells. And this was an episode of Game of Thrones.
This will go down as one of the best ones.
Yeah, this is probably one of the best episodes I've ever seen of Game of Thrones. Maybe the best.
Maybe.
It's hard to say, but maybe. It's definitely way up there.
This episode reminds us why Game of Thrones is so great.
Yeah. For sure. And that's just talking about, like, the last 10 minutes. Like, never mind the rest of this episode, you know?
Right.
Like, overall, the episode was just amazing. Like, we have Arya returning home, sparring with, like, Brienne.
Yeah, that was that was so cool. I was like, yes, I can't wait for this to happen.
Because we just see Brienne, like, beating the shit out of Pod, like, over and over. And then Arya's like, oh, you want a duel? Like, I need a new teacher or whatever. And, like, she's just beating her at every turn, you know?
So that's pretty intense. So, yeah, let's kind of go with that little story of Arya kind of making her way back home and the kind of funny, like, two guards that she met at the beginning. And it was kind of funny. And then, you know, we move on to Sansa, you know, seeing her. They, you know, embrace. They're excited to see each other. And they go see Bran. And then it just gets all weird. It gets very weird.
Yeah, like, so Sansa's, like, kind of, like, thinking, like, Arya maybe is joking about, like, who she wants to kill and the people on her list and things like that. And then, like, they go and talk to Bran, and you know, he has, like, the little dagger now he gives to Arya. That,
which was given to him by Littlefinger. It's the dagger that was used to try and kill him in, like, the one of the very beginning seasons, like, season
two. And then we still have Littlefinger telling everybody he loves Sansa and, like, he loves their mom. It's fucking creepy. But he doesn't need the knife, so he gives it to Arya, and he's like, you know, like, oh, you can put it to better use. And then, like, he mentioned something about someone she killed, I think.
Right. Right. But back up. Moving too fast, man. There was the, I always forget her name, the person that was protecting Bran, like, this whole time.
Oh, Mira.
She leaves. She wants to go home to help her family protect against the inevitable White Walker invasion. And, like, that's where you kind of learn that, like, Bran is no longer Bran.
Yeah.
He's just the Three-Eyed Raven now. Yeah. Like, there's, like, traces of Bran left there, but you get your first understanding that he's gone. Like, it's no longer Bran. Like, right. Once he transformed into the Three-Eyed Raven, Bran pretty much you can think about it in the sense of, like, who you are is, like, one memory. That memory was just washed away into, like, the billions of memories that he gained once becoming this Three-Eyed Raven.
Well, I mean, it's also possible that he's just, like, holding it all in, you know, like, after witnessing, like, the death of Jojen and then Hodor, who'd been taking such good care of him and everything. And, like, maybe he's just, like, holding it all in and he's, like, trying to reject that side of him, you know?
No, I don't think it's that. I definitely, I would just disagree with, that I can see, like, what you mean. I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any truth to it. I just think that it could be an interesting idea, you know, instead of, you know, just that he's kind of, like, just cold and kind of,
I mean,
dick.
He's a three-eyed raven.
Well, yeah, he is a three-eyed raven, you know?
That is,
but,
it,
you know, you never know, like, there might be more emotion beyond that he's just kind of suppressing as well,
man. Like, how crazy is it that, like, it's so weird that, you know, you finally have, like, everything you've been kind of working towards. The entire series is now coming, like, together.
Yeah.
You know, the Starks are now back together, you know, minus Jon.
And the dead ones.
Yeah, well, and the dead ones, of course. But, you know, but assumingly Jon will come back soon. But how fucked up is it that, like, that's how jaded this show has made you, that you just expect really bad shit to happen? Like, you're just, like, you don't really think, like, even when, like, Arya's, like, in front of the gate, I'm just in there thinking, like, somebody's just gonna come on a horse and just grab her right now. Like, that's gonna happen.
And then, like, the guards are, like, trying to turn her away. Like, the show is having your life at that point. They're just having your life. They're just right. Like, huh, we're gonna make everybody think that she's not gonna get in. It's like, fucking hell.
Right.
And then we also have, like, the interaction with, like, Jon and Theon, like, reuniting. And, like, you're just like, what's going to happen here? Like, is he going to hit him? Is he going to hug him? Like, what's going to happen? Like, and he's like, oh, like, if you didn't, like, if it wasn't for what you did for Sansa, I would kill you right now, you know?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That was intense. But, back to Arya, though, it's like, you know, when Sansa's, like, watching her fight Brienne, she's just, like, kind of, like, you know, slowly realizing, like, that Arya's done and can do.
Right. And, like, realizing it's not just Bran that went through stuff and now he's not Bran anymore. Arya's not Arya anymore either.
Well, yeah, and they've been separated for so long. I mean, Sansa's not Sansa anymore, you know?
Right.
She's not like
they've all transformed, and you finally get the full understanding of that in this episode.
Yeah, that's really important and it's very like interesting to watch happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, on top of that, we have like Jamie and Bronn, you know, trying to get the gold home.
Right.
We know that, you know, Cersei's like talking to the Iron Bank and, you know, we're going to pay off our debts. We're the Lannisters and
Right.
So they're, you know, like just, you know, marching on. We get a Dickon joke. We get, you know, some other stuff going on. So I thought it was good to see Bronn back. I mean, we haven't seen him in a while. I mean, he's still funny. Still having a good old time. So what'd you think of, like, Jaime and Bronn's kind of, like, story up until, you know, the end?
I mean, it was good. It was good. It was funny. You know, Bronn has never really changed. He's really just a sword for hire. That's all he is. All he cares about is money, wealth, and power, you know? And he's not really even ashamed to even, like, admit it. He's very open about it. All he, like, he's even said, well, you know, I fought for you because you promised me a castle.
Yeah.
This is a fine castle. I'll take this castle.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He's like, you don't want this castle. He's like, oh, I'm pretty sure I do want this castle.
Right.
So, and then we just have Daenerys, tired of waiting. She's tired of waiting. She's tired of Tyrion's plans because they're not really working out.
Then she seeks counsel from Jon Snow.
Yeah, and Jon's like, you know, you know, these people don't know you, like, in the Westeros, and, you know, if you come down and burn their lands and, you know, take the Iron Thrones with your dragons, they're just going to see it's more of the same and all this stuff. And so instead of going to the Iron Throne, she goes to Highgarden and burns the shit out of some Lannisters.
Right.
What the fuck, man?
Decimates their little army, dude. Like, just the Dothraki could have took them alone. Like,
dude, and the Dothraki were fucking going ham.
Dude, you don't even, like, really, they don't really ever zoom out and, like, really show you how many Dothraki's there, but they're so, dude, they're just hordes and hordes and hordes of them. Like, they never stood a chance, but I think their objective was not to lose, like, Dothraki life. Like, she didn't really want them to die so much, and then, like, so, like, I felt like they were always more of just a distraction to make their armies line up, and then she just came through with the dragon, start burning them all down.
Yeah, and that was crazy. Like, the visuals and stuff on that.
Yeah, and then
fucking insane.
So then you have Bronn because they had the ballista arrow shooter
thing. Crossbow thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just called a ballista.
Yeah.
But some people might not know that, like, what it is. But it's just, like, a gigantic bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Like, on a large scale. And it's meant to be, like, they can kill dragons. That's how powerful it, like, those spears are that they're launching. And so, like, Bronn's, like, trying to take down Daenerys. And then they finally hits the dragon in, like, the shoulder, but, like, at first you don't see where it got hit, you know, you just know it was hit.
Yeah, and they make it seem like it's gonna get shot in the, like, mouth.
Right.
Because, like, he's, like, opening its mouth, and he's like, come on, you bastard.
Come on, you fucking bastard. But, yeah, it hits him, and then, like, she goes down, she's trying to pull out the arrow, or the spear, and then, like, Jaime starts charging him, and, like, Tyrion's like, run away, you dumbass.
He's like,
he doesn't want to watch Jaime, like, die either.
He's like, you stupid fucker.
Right.
<Yeah. clears throat> So, you know, Jaime's marching towards Daenerys as she's trying to pull the thing out. All of a sudden, you know, Drogon rears his head, ready to blow Jaime to oblivion. And, you know, all of a sudden he gets hit by Bronn, you know, off his horse, and they fall into the Marianas Trench. Because, you know, one part of the water is, like, not very deep. And then apparently it is, like, super fucking deep. So, right. Pretty much saves Jamie's life as we know. I mean, as far as we know.
You'd assume, though, like, that much armor you have on and you're like, that's why he's sinking.
Well, yeah.
It's like it's too much weighing him down. So that's the confusing part of, like, how that that's, like, where the episode ended, guys. And I was like, almost leaves you a little bit on the cliff, like, no, they're not just going to die like that.
No.
They're not just going to fucking drown. That'd be stupid.
Like, is Daenerys going to, like, pull him out of the water? Like, or have Drogon, like, wait for him to kill him?
Right. Like what's going to happen?
Are they going to take him prisoner? Which is what we initially thought when we were watching the show, you know, and they're all lining up. We're like, oh, they'll probably take Jaime prisoner.
Yeah. probably yeah. due to Tyrion's, like, pleas of don't kill him, you know?
Right.
Because you do know that, like, you know, Tyrion would gladly, like, see Cersei die, but I don't think he could sit there and watch Jaime die. Because
no.
Jaime's always been kind to him. He's been yeah. the one family member that's always been, you know, understanding of, like, him being a dwarf and, like, been, like, you know, nice to him in his own way, you know?
Well, he set him free.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Know? And you know, you get the... You also get, like, this, you know that prisoners are valuable, you know, and sometimes, like, Jamie's more valuable alive than dead.
Right.
And you get that, I mean, even going back to, like, season two, like, we know he crippled Bran, but the Starks took him as a prisoner. They didn't just kill him because they knew he was more valuable as a prisoner.
Right.
So, and we also get that nod, I think, last week, or in episode three, you know, to Robb Stark's prowess on the battlefield, and like he's mentioned, like Jaime mentions, like, oh, I got the idea to do this from Robb Stark, you know, like, you know, where he's like, they thought we'd attack here, so they took their armies and attacked us somewhere else, you know,
right?
So you know, pretty good nod to Scott's favorite character,
right? That's dead. So that's stupid. Dead. So dumb.
So I thought that this was probably one of the best episodes of Game of Thrones I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. It's definitely up there. It was so badass to watch.
Yeah, especially when you talk about, like, pushing boundaries, like, in the effects in this episode.
You almost kind of wished, right? You almost kind of wish that you almost, you know, got to see, like, Jon Snow fight as well, too, like, alongside Daenerys.
Yeah.
That was, like, the one thing I felt like was missing. Like, why wouldn't she have him come with her, you know,
to
come fight?
Instead, he just got to receive Theon.
Reet.
How's it going, no dick?
How's it going, little dick?
So that was I don't think they put a foot wrong in this episode, like it.
Right.
It was just brilliant. So to me, this is A+.
A++.
Yeah. So I can't wait for what's coming next tonight on Game of Thrones.
Oh man, tonight already. So get in.
Can get in, son. So if you guys like this review, and thank you for sticking with it if you're still listening, please make sure to subscribe and share us and leave some feedback in the review section. That'd be cool. You know, you're reviewing people who review things, ironic, right?
Right.
So please do that. Go to our website, nerdyboysreviews.com. You can, you know, find links to get in touch with us everywhere on there for all of our podcasts, for our, you know, movie lists, our blog, all of our good stuff we have on there. And you can just be, you know, admire the design if you'd like. You don't have to. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the good stuff. We post a lot sometimes. And sometimes we post nothing for many weeks. So, you know, we'll try to keep all that updated, you know, with nice pictures and funny comments. And, you know, just all together updates when our new episodes come out and all that. So we also have a YouTube channel. What? Where we do reaction videos. If you want to get the latest reaction videos, hit the little bell thing. It'll notify you when we post new ones. We do movie trailers, things like that. You know, fun stuff. So check all that out. Subscribe to everything. Tell us why you love or hate us. All that good stuff.
Sick.
Was that a spiel?
That was a spiel and a half.
Yeah, I was a bit a lot to say, guys. I'm sorry if I bored you with that, but that's gonna wrap us up on this Game of Thrones podcast. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
I'm Nerdy Boy Scott,
and as always, stay
nerdy boys.
We're usually so good.